This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour. The Doug, Jen, and Victoria experience. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Here's some, I don't know, this is good news. It's interesting news. The federal government announced over the weekend that tax revenues set an all-time high for the month of October. $221,692,000,000. Was taken in by the Treasury Department in tax money. I'll repeat that number. $221,692,000,000. So, that's $6 billion more than was taken in last year in the same time period, the same month of October. So, guess how much more money was spent. this is a sobering number. Not that they collected $221 billion, but guess how much more than that they spent? Want to take a guess?
Oh, lots.
Lots. That's okay. $265,884,000,000. So they took in $221 billion and they spent $265 billion. Let's see. Let me do some quick math here. Looks like they spent $44 billion more than they took in.
Now, I'm no genius here, but that doesn't seem like a good idea.
So, if there are things that can be done by the incoming administration to perhaps address that and straighten it out, it would be well received. And I was looking at some of these old newspaper clippings going back to people who were who lost and what happened to them. Where did they go? Like when Truman defeated Thomas Dewey in 1948, he just went into retirement. He just disappeared, went away. I don't think Hillary Clinton's going to do that. I think she has a lot to say. She can make a lot of money on the tour, as has been proven, I think,
yeah,
to this point. So I don't see her going away. Adlai Stevenson was defeated in 1956. Actually, I think he ran against Eisenhower both in 52 and 56. He was appointed to be U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and he played a pivotal role in the Cuban Missile Crisis. There's a great movie, 13 Days, with Bruce Greenwood and Kevin Costner. If you haven't seen it, see it. It's a very good movie. And does interesting, it was a speculative piece about Kennedy and the family, and Stevenson played a vital role. Richard Nixon, when he got defeated in 1960, I don't think he went away, did he? Seems to me he was around and around and around and around. Just looking
what
at
did he
people.
Do post?
Nixon?
Yeah, White House.
He wrote, he was a lawyer, so he went to work for a law firm, but they let him do... You know, he never practiced law. He just got a paycheck because he was Nixon, and they wanted him on the, what do they call him, of counsel? You know, a lawyer, a law firm has experts in the law that they go to sort of help them work their way through tough cases.
Mm-hmm.
That's what of counsel does. See, the counselor counsels the lawyers, the younger ones, as to how to handle a particular case. So Nixon would do that. But he wrote a lot, and he, those people, there were a lot of people who thought he was finished with politics. I remember a lot of conversation when I was a kid. Let's see, how old would I have been? I would have been a freshman in high school when he ran. I remember Barry Goldwater, probably of all of these people that just sort of ran and then disappeared. I was a big Barry Goldwater supporter. As a kid, I think I was the only one, and there was a Republican club in my high school, I had three members. I was the chairman. And
like Alex P. Keaton.
Oh, my God, it was funny. Anyway, it's not much different in my town now than it was then, actually. But Goldwater, he was eaten up, basically, because a lot of the things that were said about him were not true. Johnson was a dirty, crooked, rotten politician. And the thing that blew Barry Goldwater out of the water, if you'll pardon the pun, was the ad that the Democrats prepared on the eve of the election showing Barry Goldwater, or having Barry Goldwater's voice, behind a picture of a young girl standing watching a nuclear explosion. I don't know how many people remember that, but you can find it in the annals. That was what ruined, as was the case when Michael Dukakis ran against George H.W. Bush in 1988. The thing that the last week, there was an ad that was created by the Republicans calling attention to a character named Willie Horton. Willie Horton was a murderer, had been let out of jail, given clemency by Dukakis, and the first thing he did as soon as he got out of jail was murder somebody else. As soon as that hit, as soon as that ad hit, Dukakis was deader than dead. Done. Finished. And it was just, it's amazing how one thing like that often, and Hillary Clinton is saying that the thing that did her in was the Comey announcement about her emails, that if he hadn't said that, she would have won. And then afterwards, I don't know whether you believe it or you don't believe it, or whether it was true or it wasn't true. But it's interesting how, as I look at some of these people, how they get offed by just one incident can ruin them. And so, anyway, Gerald Ford, when he was running against Jimmy Carter, 1976, I liked Gerald Ford. As a matter of fact, I think you can make an argument, regardless of whether you liked him because he pardoned Nixon. I never had a problem with that. I thought Gerald Ford was an intentional, kind, well-intentioned, when I say intentional, very well-intentioned, and just a, he was a good human, he was a good, solid human being. And he couldn't hold up against Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter was a lot smarter than Gerald Ford. But one of the things that was nice, remember we were talking on Friday about how everybody gets to be pals, and I don't believe any of the, you know, like Trump and Mrs. Clinton and Trump and Obama, now they're all best of friends, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't know about that.
when you look at, though, I mean, sooner or later, I think that stuff all boils down. I use George Bush the father and Clinton as an example of that.
But that's a great example. Yeah.
He calls him son. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Well, but you can use Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford the same way. Do you know that after Ford's funeral, he was in state in the Capitol in his funeral in Washington, Jimmy Carter was alone on the plane taking Ford's body back to Michigan.
Pretty incredible.
That says something.
Well, that's really the best of America. That's when,
right.
You know,
it is.
That's
so we can only hope that that will come out of all of this stuff that's going on now, because we're in the beginnings of the throwdown, if you will, and a lot of stupid stuff is happening. So anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that expression of a connection between some of these people. It's an incredible club.
It's a small club.
It really is an incredible club.
You know, yeah.
All right, 15 past the hour with DJ V.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty.
I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and...
Uncle Alvin? Surprise!
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make Vantage Hotels Family of Brands your spare guest room. Save 15% when you stay now through December 29th and book at VantageHotels.com. With 1,100 locations, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn, we have room for everyone on your list, even Uncle Alvin.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family. From fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 past the hour, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, NASA. Next stop, the quest to find Martian life. Where better to look for it than in... Hawaii. Researchers are partnering with NASA, traveling to the volcanoes to prepare for future manned missions. They think the volcanoes will be like the surface of the red planet. So they're going to spend a couple of weeks at the National Park in Hawaii because it is similar, apparently, to what the astronauts would encounter if they went to Mars. They're going to figure out new ways of collecting biological samples without disturbing the natural bacteria that might live on Mars' surface. One of the things that I'm not sure that we're actually looking at, how do we know what's on the surface? You go up there and you start pawing around. Good God, who knows what's living there? What creatures are on the surface?
What, men?
men as well. But no, seriously, you know, the kinds of stuff we all worry about. One of the unsung things, the fellow that's the pilot... Remember last year we talked to the pilot of that the space refrigerator, because that's what about the size of it that took off. It's being piloted to an unseen asteroid, going to land on the asteroid, dig around, get some samples, and then come back to Earth. Well, I think that's great if we can keep the thing quarantined until you know what's really there. But how do you really know it's there? If nobody feels this, am I the only one who thinks this? Am I worrying unnecessarily?
Yeah.
Worrying.
Well,
concerned.
I don't know if this is something you need to talk to your therapist about. But
I don't think you're going to lose sleep over it, or at least I hope you don't. But
all right, well, then I won't, I guess, because I consider you all my therapist. This is Therapy Radio at 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're marching in favor of America today. Hip, hip, hooray for us. And the best way we can all get along better is to kiss each other.
Then.
To, what do you mean? That's a nice, I'm a good kisser.
Anyone.
This is Nathan Sykes with the first of three new tunes. It's New Music Monday time. This song is called Kiss Me Quick, which is bad English. It should be Kiss Me Quickly, but apparently no one has thought of one on this one. From his debut solo album, Unfinished Business. He's a member of The Wanted, which is one of the UK boy bands. The band broke up a couple of years ago, and Nathan Sykes started on his own with the producers Babyface and Diane Warren. I don't know who Diane Warren is. Who's she? I don't
know. Oh, you know who she is. She's written every ballad for every hit pop song in the last 15 years.
Really? A lot of Disney movies, too. Didn't she do a lot of soundtracks?
I think
and,
so,
and
yeah.
Actually, she did the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. Wasn't that Diane Warren, too?
Really? She's just on everything. Hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's hear a little of this, Kara. Anybody will follow. Put your hands on my brass, this big orchestra. Make sure you're feeding that magic before you disappear. How old is this guy?
Like young 20s, maybe really? 22, yeah, something like that.
Pretty good voice for a big voice for that age. Alright, so that's first of the three tunes we have to introduce you to. New Music Monday now featuring Ronnie Dunn. That's from the album Tattooed Heart. Just as long as and then Dunn and Brooks, right?
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn.
Them too. So it's called Tattooed Heart. So Brooks and Dunn are doing a show with Reba McEntire.
Right. They do a residency a couple times a year in Vegas at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
And they broke up. They're not together too much. They're still friends, Brooks and Dunn, but they're not putting out any new music.
One of them does a radio show.
Radio show. That's Brooks. Yeah.
Brooks does. Okay.
Kicks Brooks.
Yeah. It's not very good, I'm told, but it's an interesting way
it's not
to get
bad.
The story of country music.
Yeah.
So what do we think of this Tattooed Heart from this album? Crazy,
I like it. I mean, I can't say that it's going to be like top of, you know, on my playlist in the car, but I think it's good and solid. Ronnie Dunn has a very nice voice.
By the way, do you have a car? Last time I talked to you, we were going to be walking.
I do have a car. Really quick, before we get into the car talk, the interesting thing about Ronnie Dunn's album, Tattooed Heart, and this song, this is an Ariana Grande song that he's covering. And so this, to me, is the perfect blend of a guy who is an older country guy who understands his audience and knows how to appeal to the younger country audience who also
the Beyonce
knows our
sort
country.
Of influence in country, is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I mean, he's keeping it country, but he's to be able to take a pop song that Ariana Grande made famous and to make it this cool in country, I think is something really cool that he's done. Really remarkable.
All right. So, Jennifer, what did you get for
album.
A car? I didn't know it was
I got the RX 350, Dougie.
What's an RX 350?
That's a little positive. SUV. No, it's a Lexus SUV. Yeah,
really?
Nice.
Oh, come on.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, we got one more new song for New Music
Monday.
Yeah,
it's Emily Sunday. Is it Emily Sunday? Is that
Emily.
Another?
Emily.
Emily? Emily? She doesn't know how to spell Emily. For God's sakes. Anyway, it's from an album called Long Live the Angels. Second album. Sounds Tenderly.
This is kind of fun. Could be my favorite of the three.
She's got such a great voice. She's Scottish.
Why don't you just love me? How old is she?
29. Why don't you just I literally looked that up yesterday. That's the only reason I know that. That's pretty fast.
Oh, no, that's great. She's got a pretty strong voice.
She was a big, big deal in the UK when she debuted in 2012.
Did she win one of the shows in one of the song, the voice shows there?
No, no. She has a degree in neuroscience, so
wow.
She's a scientist who also could sing.
There you go.
Wow.
28 past the hour.
Probiotics are in drinks, dairy products, even sauerkraut, and the $34 billion market is climbing. Here's Genetra Brand's medical advisor, Dr. Nigel Plummer.
Probiotics benefit gut health and immune function, such as decreasing coughs and colds, by up to 50%.
Nature, diet, and lifestyle can stress out the body, and food may not supply the probiotics you need.
Comparing food sources to supplement sources, steer towards supplements because they've been shown to have proven track record of providing health benefits.
For more, visit GenestraHMF.com. Around the holidays, preparation is key. Food Network host Damaris Phillips says her number one tip is freeze it.
The new Food Saver FM5000 food preservation system saves me. Dishes made months in advance taste delicious by removing the air that destroys freshness.
Tip number two, buy in bulk. The Food Saver system keeps food fresh up to 5 times longer, and it can save families up to $2,700 a year by buying in bulk, on sale, and reducing waste.
Preserve food in the pantry, fridge, or freezer.
More at foodsaver.com.
I'm Bob DiRico-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a simple way to get rid of all the frivolous lawsuits we hear about in the news? For example, when a blind man is walking through a mall with the help of his seeing-eye dog and accidentally steps on a woman's foot and then is sued by that woman, and yes, that's a real lawsuit, shouldn't there be an easy way for a judge to throw that case out? Believe it or not, there is a way. The lawyer representing a victim of a frivolous lawsuit simply has to ask the judge to dismiss it. Whether the judge does that is another matter, but the point is, judges must be asked first. Let's be fair, you'd think every lawyer who's hired to defend someone from a frivolous lawsuit would do that, but not so. Several judges have told me over the years that too many lawyers simply don't ask them to dismiss frivolous lawsuits. Now, I don't want to step on anyone's toes here, but if someone ever files a frivolous case against you, make sure your lawyer's first move is to have that case dismissed. Learn more. Visit our website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In the news as DJV gets back into gear here. Let's start with the oranges, shall we?
I need vitamin C every day because I've been told the body just cannot store it. And I like to get my vitamin C the way nature intended, balanced with other health benefits in delicious canned orange juice from Florida.
Who is that?
Some drunken lady.
Yeah, right?
I love orange juice, especially with vodka. Yeah. Orange juice with vodka is all my requirements in my body.
I think it got to a professional ice skater. I can't remember her name, though.
Yeah. All right. Honey.
So here's what's going on. The folks at Tropicana and Minute Maid are upset because orange juice is declining in sales. And even worse, the market for frozen orange juice has all but thawed and melted away.
Yeah.
Going back down to 15 years or so ago, orange juice sales were very strong. Consumption down by 45% because it's very sugary, and people are becoming much more conscious of sugar content in food. Even though it is natural sugar, it still is very, very, sometimes, especially the concentrate, the sugar seems to show up differently, but the concentrate is loaded with sugar. There are 24 grams of sugar in 8 ounces Ooh. Of Minute Maid orange juice from concentrate. So that's, when you get right down to it, there was a discussion earlier that we had about the amount of money, the taxes that are being added to sweet, sugary soda pop drinks mm-hmm. in some areas of our country. I'm wondering if we're going to do that and be consistent, should we be doing it for some of the juices that have the same amount of sugar, even though it's natural? It's still sugar. Yeah. So be consistent. Should we be? I mean, if this is what
sugar
you're going to do.
Sugar, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't orange juice have some sugar added to it?
I think it would depend
on the brand. Or brand. Sometimes you can get 100% juice and all that stuff.
You know, when you're on the plane, they give you orange juice that tastes sour. Mm. Oftentimes, it doesn't taste like what you, when you go to the store and you buy Tropicana or Minute Maid or some of these other, I try to buy local pulpy brands. But I'm not as good sometimes. Meredith's much better at looking at labels than am I. And I look at that.
Well, isn't it that the juice is just not as good for you because it doesn't have the fiber content of actually eating the fruit?
Well, the pulp is what does you the good.
Yeah.
If you don't have orange, if you're going to subject yourself to the sweetness, to the sugar, and you're not getting the pulp, you might as well, okay, just put some sugar in a glass of water and drink it.
Right.
That's,
you get the pulp has all the fiber and everything.
Pulp is what's going to, if you're getting a cold, you want to be drinking orange juice with pulp if you're going to drink it.
You know, I would argue, too, one of the other reasons why the orange juice is in decline in terms of sales, it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking for some sort of sugar, if you're going to buy sugary drinks, soda is much cheaper than, and other types of juice is much cheaper than orange juice. So, I don't know. I think that it's probably the sugar content, and it's also the price.
Well, some of these people are getting the message. Some of these big companies like Minute Maid, and General Foods and these companies that own Pepsi and Coke own most of this stuff anyway now. And they see what's happening. People are getting aware of the sugar stuff. And they're doing research and coming up with drinks that are actually good for you and taste good. And they aren't all loaded up with sugar, which shows they could do it if they wanted to. But they haven't wanted to this point because it hadn't affected their sales. Mm-hmm. But now it is. Now, speaking of cold and flu season, as I just was mentioning, taking orange juice if you're getting a cold, time to stock up on vitamin C. But if your main source is orange juice, what we're not only confronted with in our country this year, the focus on sugar, but Florida, those of you who live there, know this has been one of the worst orange harvesting seasons in the history of the state. Bad weather, dry weather, the hurricane that blew through there, what, about a month ago, made a mess of the orange juice crop. 70 million boxes of oranges this year versus 82 million last year. An orange, a box is a crate. Normally it's a bushel. That's how we ship corn around here, but you put oranges in them as well. So they're way down from last year. The highest and best year for the production of oranges and orange juice was 1998. But then there was a citrus disease. Now, I'm going to see if I can pronounce this. You're going to laugh at me. Huang Long Bin.
Oh, sure.
Let's just call it the long duck dog disease.
Huang Long Bin.
Oh, no.
Huanglongbing. Huang Long Bin.
Bingo, and Bingo was his name?
Huang Long Bin.
Uh-huh.
It's a disease that goes after the trees themselves. Because, listen to this. Oh, another reason to hate the Chinese. The wood.
This is already long.
Listen to this. The wood that they put stuff in and ship over here, the crates.
Oh, it has mice, probably,
are infested with all kinds of things. And the bugs that are in the trees in Florida come from the crates that machinery or whatever else may be shipped over here. When they take them off of the boat in Miami or down to three or four different ports, that stuff has gotten out. I know up here in Massachusetts, we have something that came out of crates from China that's killing a lot of white oak trees.
Oh.
These things, and how they find, you know, fly around, whatever they do, but they've made a mess of these trees to the point where hundreds of thousands of them have been cut down and burned up.
Now, are these things not getting, are these crates coming in from China not getting inspected because they're not carrying food or agriculture?
They're just wood. They're just
right,
people,
but that's,
I mean,
why
they,
they're not getting inspected.
No, they don't get inspected. They just, what? I don't know whether.
Well, now that we know that they're killing oak trees and orange juice trees, then, or orange
you
trees.
Think somebody
and,
would take a hold of
orange juice trees. Hold on. I'm hilarious. I know, right? I want one of those orange juice
trees. Orange juice trees in my backyard. Thank you very much.
You can get those in the Iraq, I think.
In the Iraq.
All right. So to go one step further with orange flavored, orange colored carrots, for example, squash, things that are orange are very good for you.
Yeah.
Whatever the orange content, and that goes for pumpkins as well. There are, let's see, General Mills is putting pumpkin spice in Cheerios now.
I have a box right here.
Do you really?
Jen loves herself some pumpkin spice.
And how does it taste? How is it?
Delicious.
Is it really?
Oh, good, yes.
Really?
Well, I mean, you have to like pumpkin spice. You have to like that cinnamony, nutmeggy yumminess.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, they've added it to practical things, but they're also adding it to M&M's and Jell-O. There's a new pumpkin spice Jell-O.
I've had the M&M's, yeah, and they're okay.
Look at you. You're
the Jell-O, well, freaks me out a little bit.
Yesterday, I picked up a small package of M&M's, and we were having it. We split it in the car as we were driving around. And
you guys must be on a health kick. Dunkin' Donuts, the M&M's.
Yeah, yeah, right. for us, that's a stretch.
Two of the four basic food groups.
But
right?
The M&M's, she said, you know how bad these are for you? I don't know whether it's just the sugar or the coloring in the stuff. I've always loved M&M's. Man,
just eat the brown ones. It's more natural.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
No, but no. You can tell yourself that.
All right, so then there's a this pumpkin spice latte that Starbucks has,
yes,
which combines coffee and beer.
Oh, that's the new yes, that's the new thing they're trying.
Pumpkin spice whip. Hmm. Is that what it is, or is this something new? There's two different drinks here. I guess that's what it is.
Well, there's a new pumpkin. There's a pumpkin spice ale, I think,
yeah,
which is a new beer that certain
like
Starbucks
beer
is delicious, by the way.
They're selling that in Starbucks? Beer and shot.
Experimenting with beer and wine, yeah.
They are? Are they putting beer in turkey? Turkey, good day. Are they putting beer
next to the orange juice trees is the beer and turkey?
I know.
Turkey tree. Are they putting beer in? Well, I saw something about them putting wild turkey into some of their coffee as well. So
the whiskey, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be interesting. Jen's day would start differently.
I know. My goodness. Much happier camper.
Yeah.
So, but pumpkin really is good. So are they using pumpkin? I guess the question here is, are all of these people that are using pumpkin trying to get in on the health aspects of Jell-O, and pumpkin is readily available? And so
the answer to that is no. None of this is real pumpkin.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is a lot of the pumpkin spice stuff doesn't have pumpkin in it.
But they're fooling the public by suggesting,
yes,
because they think pumpkin is good for you, that they're putting it in these various drinks and foods.
Well, I think that it's not even fooling. I think most people maybe know, maybe they don't, that there's no pumpkin in it, but they just love the flavor and it's become a thing. So everybody's trying the pumpkin.
Well, how if it has a flavor? Is there none in it?
It's a spicy
artificial flavor.
Yeah,
that's
it's
made
artificial
in a factory.
Or it's cinnamon. I mean, a lot of people associate the cinnamon nutmeg taste with the pumpkin spice anyway, so, you know.
Basically, it doesn't taste like pumpkin. It tastes like pumpkin pie seasoning.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie seasoning.
If you eat pumpkin pie, you know, if you eat plain pumpkin on its own, it's kind of bland. But when you eat a pumpkin pie, it has all of the seasoning and everything in it. So when you take the end result of a pumpkin pie and make that into a powder that can flavor other things, that's pumpkin spice.
All right. I got it. Thank you. We're into orange here on the DJV Experience. Cow's up next here.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th Gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a two-in-one, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 at the hour with DJV. Okay, so I'm not a hunter. I don't like hunting. I don't think it's appropriate. I know that a lot of you like to go out and hunt. I just can't see killing something for the sake of killing it. And so I was moderately pleased to see a guy who had just the wilds of the Rockies, I think, killed an elk, and he went to collect it and misjudged the size of its antlers and was impaled by the antlers.
Whoa.
So he, exactly, ouch. All right, meanwhile, most people know there was a very serious earthquake in New Zealand over the weekend. I don't know whether we should post this picture, Jennifer, of these cows. These are beef cows that are stranded.
Pretty unbelievable, yeah.
On an island of grass in a paddock that has been basically ripped apart because of the earthquake. Landslides all around this area of the country. So there's a piece of video and some pictures taken that show this is a very small town, very much an agricultural community. There were two adult beef cows and a calf that are on top of this chunk of land. But when you realize this was a pasture, they got destroyed in, it was about like a 7.8 earthquake. This was a serious quake. Mm. And now what's left of the pasture, I mean, there's nothing there. They're smart enough not to try to get off of it, but it's a very graphic picture. If you want to, we'll post that, I think, on Facebook.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I know it because I can tell. No, they're right there. But I knew it was leading up to that. Wait till we get to the best part.
Okay.
It's coming. We're all doing this. This is Sugar.
People just tuning in are so confused.
François Truffaut. Remember him, Tucker?
Yeah, he was great in that movie.
He was very good in that movie. Great director, but he was one of the NASA specialists in this movie. This is Richard Dreyfuss. I think you can make the claim this is Richard Dreyfuss's start. Don't you think? as a starring.
Well, he did that 2 years after Jaws, but he was Richard Dreyfuss in the '70s was awesome.
Yeah.
Is this a Steven Spielberg movie? I've never seen it.
It was
absolutely.
And one of the best scores, maybe the best score in my opinion, John by Williams. John Williams, the amazing composer. Close Encounters of the Third Kind came out in 1977, starring Richard Dreyfuss. You know who Spielberg originally wanted to cast in the role of Roy Neary, the role Dreyfuss had, but wound up turning it down because he told Spielberg that he refused to cry on film. It was Steve McQueen.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a great story. Anyway, why are we celebrating this today?
Well, because it's an alien invasion movie, which is a very popular genre in the movies. And the new movie called Arrival opened this weekend with Amy Adams, which fits right into that mold. I would say just real quick, if I had to pick my top five alien invasion movies, number five would be V. Remember the mini-series from 1983?
Awful, with snake and tongues.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah. Close Encounters would be number four for me.
Yeah.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the Donald Sutherland 1978 version, would be three. Independence Day, two. I love that movie. And E.T., even though he's a good alien, would be my all-time favorite, number one.
All right, there you go. We'll have box office favorites in a moment here.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hi, Chucker. Give us the word on what won this weekend at the box office.
Your favorite film, Doug, Marvel's Doctor Strange landed in the top spot for the second straight week. $43 million, $153 million, 2 weeks of release. Movie piercing, $500 million worldwide, which puts it to outpace Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man overseas. I know you got to see it. How much did you like it on a scale of 1 to 10?
On 30 below. Negative 30.
30 below?
Okay. Trolls came in second, animated film, $35 million. The Arrival did pretty well, $24 million. I got a chance to see it. I'm mixed on it. Some of it was fascinating. Amy Adams was terrific. It's very deliberately paced. I think it's overlong. Has a lot of good messages and social commentary. But I give it a 6 out of 10.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.